Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you're probably aware, last week it was discovered that a wheat field in Oregon had become contaminated with Monsanto genetically altered genes, even though Monsanto's Roundup Ready wheat is not approved for commercial use yet. And it turned out that the particular gene that this wheat is contaminated with came from Monsanto's test plots in the continental United States, and they stopped experimenting with this particular form of the wheat back in 2005, 8 years ago. Now, pollen only lasts for 3 years. If you need to clear your farmland of GMO crops, you have to let the land lie fallow for 3 years. It's the only way to be safe. Or you need to burn it to the ground, which is what they're doing over in Hungary right now. Monsanto's official response to this is, we don't know. We can't explain how this GMO wheat survived. We have no way of knowing. Kind of a reckless disregard for where their products are going here. Well, obviously, since pollen has a limited lifespan, this tells us, this 8-year gap between Monsanto's test growing this wheat and the contamination of the field in Oregon, is that obviously other fields have been contaminated. In a line between these fields in Oregon, back to the test plots that Monsanto was using. Monsanto has a lot of those out here in Hawaii, by the way. So if something goes really, really wrong, they figure they're going to be safe. But we know that wind patterns blow radioisotopes from Fukushima all over the planet. And they're much denser and harder for the wind to carry than pollen. Pollen evolved to be carried by the wind. That's how the plants reproduce, along with transmission by wildlife, bees, other insects, birds. And so this tells us this contamination by this wheat is much more widespread than just Oregon. And, of course, Japan and now South Korea are saying they're refusing any more wheat shipments from the United States. They do not want it. They don't even want to take the chance. Europe is saying they're going to impose a testing program on all imported wheat from the United States, and anything found to be contaminated with GMO is going to be refused. Major, major hit on America's agriculture. Our manufacturing is down, and now other countries don't want to buy our agricultural produce. Well played, well thought out, U.S. federal government here. Montana is concerned that some of their wheat fields are contaminated because they're on that path I was talking about here. Public awareness on GMOs is continuing to grow. There was that announcement that Monsanto was backing off trying to sell new products into Europe that are GMO. What was left unsaid is Monsanto is going to go on selling the ones that are already there. And it may be just an effort to try and stop all these marches against Monsanto by saying, we give in, we're not going to do it anymore. But, of course, they continue to do that sort of thing. Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and it is good ice cream, has announced that they will absolutely stop using any genetically modified ingredients in their ice cream. They know the public is concerned about this. And Ben & Jerry's have a long history of social consciousness and political activism, which I applaud. And I sent in my suggestion for a new ice cream flavor, specifically for Barack Obama, called Impeach Mint, which is a peach sorbet with mint highlights. So far, I haven't heard back from them on that one. Oh, let's see. So the rest of the world is rejecting GMO and GMO crops. Here in the United States of America, where Monsanto rules Washington, D.C., they're still arguing about whether or not labeling should be allowed, if the consumer should even be allowed to know what is in their food. And like I said earlier in the show, this is what Eve said to Adam when she handed him the apple. You don't need to know what's in there. What could it possibly hurt? We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Monsanto. We're talking about the dangers of this genetically modified technology with regard to how recklessly and callously it has been deployed into the public. I'm a big fan of science and technology, but with that science and technology has to come the responsibility to make sure it really is safe and not just gin up some tests and say, yeah, it's safe and sell it to the public and then refuse to eat it yourself. And for those of you who don't remember, Monsanto's own corporate cafeterias do not serve GMO food, neither does the White House. Or at least they think it's GMO-free with all this contamination blowing all over the place. Nobody really knows anymore unless they have a genetic lab in their kitchen to check it as the food comes in here. Remember Prop 37 back in California? The big business Monsanto spent a total of $45 million to end the threat of GMO labeling. And it's going to be a huge fistfight because Monsanto was planning this GMO technology to give them a monopoly or at least a majority over food production around the entire planet. And now the rest of the planet is turning against this stuff. They're running their own tests. They're seeing how dangerous this is. And so the only way Monsanto is not going to have a complete financial disaster on their hand from this development is to sell it to the American people with the connivance and complicity of the United States government. So we're probably going to see a bit of a federal fistfight over the fact that Connecticut lawmakers, the House and Senate, agreed on a bill to mandate GMO labeling in the state of Connecticut. And at the last second, though, they added a little wrinkle that Connecticut's law does not go into effect until other states are labeling GMO food. So they're just fighting this thing tooth and nail, trying to keep this from happening. They don't want you to know what's in your food. And this is an incredibly, incredibly dangerous technology that they're playing with. If you have a nuclear meltdown, whether it's Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or Fukushima, you cover it over and eventually the radiation will go away. That's kind of the end of it. But if you make a mistake in a gene and it breaks into the wild, it's everywhere. That's the lesson from this contaminated field up in Oregon. And I'm very alarmed over the Epicyte gene. Now, back in 2001, this company called Epicyte in San Diego created corn that included a gene that is a spermicide, or to be more accurate, when you eat that corn, it causes your body to generate antibodies to human sperm. Men who eat this corn become irreversibly sterile because as they produce sperm, their own bodies destroy it. Women who eat the corn, after they're engaging in sex, the sperm in their body comes under attack. This was originally funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And then Monsanto and one other company that I cannot remember at this particular moment formed a consortium and bought the Epicyte patents. So now this is Monsanto property, a corn that will render you unable to have children. So here is my concern. That wheat field up in Oregon proves Monsanto cannot control these pollens coming off of their genetically modified crops, and it's spreading. The entire U.S. wheat crop may already be contaminated with a gene that was not approved for commercial use and distribution. Now, this Epicyte gene was clearly developed as a population control measure. And if those genes, if those pollens have escaped into the wild in the same manner as that experimental wheat, and that was 12 years ago, not 8 like with the GMO wheat, but if that gene has gone wild, we could be on the verge of an extinction level event. Now, the reality is that the birth rate in the United States has gone into a sharp decline. Now, part of that can be attributed to the economic downturn. Families deciding they really don't want to have a child at that particular time. We saw a similar slowing of the birth rate during the Depression of the 1930s. But hidden within that sharp birth downturn, there may be people trying to have babies who all of a sudden find they cannot. And if that gene gets out there and contaminates all the corn on Earth, look at all those countries where corn is a major part of their diet. Mexico, United States. They're all of a sudden not going to be able to reproduce. And it's a very, very dangerous technology they were playing with. And it doesn't look like they were taking care of it at all. You know, people who share my opinion that the universe is full of life, including intelligent life and alien civilizations, we're often asked by people who want to go on believing that Earth and its life forms are the highest creation of the cosmos, if there are superior civilizations out there, why aren't they visiting here? Why haven't they shown up to show us the error of our ways here? Now, one theory, of course, is that contrary to science fiction, the speed of light is an unbreakable barrier, and it will hold all of the alien civilizations separate from each other, which may actually be a good thing here. And for another, we just may not be all that interesting to warrant a visit to a civilization that has mastered faster than light travel. I mean, when you're driving down the highway, do you stop and look at every anthill you pass? Not really. Nothing to see there. Let's keep on going. But there's another possibility. Sooner or later, every intelligent technological civilization reaches the point where they can start playing with their own life code. For life on Earth, that's DNA. Maybe something completely different on another world, but they're going to tinker with it. They can't resist, just like our scientists can't. And that may prove to be a crisis point that most alien civilizations don't get past. They have their version of the epicyte gene. On the other hand, maybe we shouldn't worry. I have no doubt Monsanto has already developed their Roundup Ready baby to sell to childless couples on easy credit terms. Now, over in Portland, Oregon, there's been a huge public campaign to end the fluoridation of water, and they have achieved success. Fluoridation of water was started way, way back when there was a huge pileup of toxic fluoride compounds left over from uranium enrichment, because the feedstock for uranium centrifuges is uranium hexafluoride. And they'll mix the uranium with the fluoride to make it into a gas. They'll spin it in the centrifuge to get the enriched uranium. Then they'll separate out the metals, and left over is all that fluoride, which is highly toxic in high concentrations. And it was proposed as something to add to the drinking water to fight tooth decay. And it has turned out since then that drinking fluoride has no effect on tooth decay. In fact, drinking too much fluoride will actually harm your teeth, turn them brown. We did see that a lot in the early days of fluoridation. Fluoride is also a mild tranquilizer. That may be another reason the government has it in the drinking water. But more and more communities and states are saying, we don't want any more of this. Here in Hawaii, they stopped fluoridation quite some time ago, so I'm not getting my daily dose of fluoride. Portland is now free of fluoride contamination. I want to get on to ClimateGate. Apparently up in Russia, they're still getting snow in some of their northern latitudes. It's in June, and they're saying that, yeah, it's a cold part of the country, but still, snow in June is kind of unusual. Over in France, some of the ski resorts there have reopened in June. There's enough snow still there for the skiers to get out there and shuss and schloss and Stem Christi and all the rest of that they do on the slopes. Now that we're into summer, the numbers are in. It was the coldest spring in the United States since 1924. Just think about that one for a while here. Record cold continues on the Greenland ice sheet. Remember back when this whole Al Gore carbonazi thing was going, the former head of Greenpeace was on TV predicting Greenland would lose its ice in just 20 years. Well, that was 11 years ago. And Greenland still has all of its ice. In fact, it's gotten more. The global sea ice area is averaging the equivalent of 2,800 Manhattan Islands above normal. Spain clocked up their chilliest May since 1985. And we've reached a point here where high school seniors next year, 2014, will have seen no real global warming during their entire lifetime, because the warming actually stopped back in the 1990s, when everybody was saying, oh, the world is warming, we need your carbon taxes, you've got to buy carbon credits, you've got to do what we tell you to save Mother Earth from you evil, stinky, polluting human beings here. And the carbon Nazis are still trying to raise on a busted flush. Over in Great Britain, their energy secretary, Ed Davey, is out there launching an attack on the dangerous, publicity-seeking, bloody-mindedness, blinkered climate change deniers. Science is against him. What is he going to do? Call the other side names. And I understand what he's going through. His entire career is based on this whole global warming, and we've got to deal with it. More about this when we come back.
Oh, yeah. you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the American stock market has just closed. All three indices are in the red. Not decisively so, but enough where I think investors are realizing that the party may be over. And we're on the crest of that roller coaster before the real huge down trip, as it were, here. We're talking about global warming. We're talking about how Britain's energy minister is out there screaming about all those reckless attention-seeking climate deniers. The implication being that we should be categorized along with Holocaust deniers and 9/11 deniers and everything else like that. And I understand what's going on. We're dealing with a group of politicians, scientists, institutions, agencies who have for years been justifying their actions and policies on this claim that the Earth is getting warming, Earth is getting warmer, and Mother Nature is not going along with the agenda. So they're basically raising on a busted flush here, but they don't want to stand up and say, we were wrong. Because then everybody else is going to say, all right, what else have you been wrong about? Where else were you this completely out of touch with what reality is? So anybody who says there's no such thing as large-scale government conspiracies against the people, this is one right here. It's a good textbook illustration. You had several governments involved. You had NASA, NOAA, Penn State, Hadley CRU, University of East Anglia, Michael Mann. All of these people, all these educational TV shows about human-caused global warming and what a terrible thing it is. We've had several cold winters in a row. The Earth is demonstrably cooling. Other scientists who were not on Al Gore's gravy train of funding are saying we could be looking at a new ice age. The sun seems to be going into a repeat of the Maunder minimum that triggered the little ice age of the 16th through 19th centuries following the medieval warming period. The sun calls the shots here on Earth, not your little plastic bags. Human-caused global warming was a hoax. It's a scam intended to trick you into buying carbon credits, trick you out of carbon tax money, trick you into obedience to more government control over how you live your life. And all these people who signed on to this thing, who sold their integrity, their honor, and their science in exchange for funding, they're trying to figure out how can they get out of this mess with their reputations intact. Because at the very most generous, we can say they were flat out wrong. And that tells us we shouldn't be listening to these people the next time they come out and scream about this or that catastrophe that hangs over our heads if we don't do as we're told and pay a bunch of money. And of course, as it comes out that it really was a hoax, it was a carefully crafted lie. Because when the world started getting cooler, they fudged the data to sell warming, warming, warming. Remember, hide the decline? When those emails and computer code were leaked out of Hadley CRU, you could see in the source code for their computer simulations where they were saying, after this date, start adding temperatures. It was written right in the code. Fudge it. Get that hockey stick going. They lied. They knowingly lied. And so when you realize the scale of this, the scale of the lie, how many people signed onto it, how many government agencies were involved with it, how much policy was set on it, it leads to the question, what else have they been lying to us about? And the short answer is everything. They lie to you about everything because that is how they keep control over you. And that's why it's important to go on pointing the finger at all the ice and snow and say, yeah, you blew this one. At the very least, you were incompetent, and we should not listen to you for that reason any longer. And at the very worst, it was a deliberate hoax, and we should definitely not listen to you any longer because of that. And all these scientists and all these politicians, they're trying to salvage their careers and their reputation and say, oh, I still believe in global warming. Do you believe in Santa Claus, too? Belief should never be a guide for your decision-making. Facts, numbers, hard data. Never allow belief to control your mind, because if you do, those who control the beliefs control you. That's why as kids we're always bribed to allow belief to control us. Believe in the fat man at the North Pole, you get a bicycle for Christmas. Believe in the magic bunny rabbit, you get candy at Easter. Believe in the tooth fairy, just believe. Believe in the imaginary playmate in the sky. And those who shape and control those beliefs control you. No chains of steel or iron ever enslaved a human being tighter than the chains forged of those beliefs with which we are indoctrinated as children. Abandon all belief as the first step to true freedom. Now, a little side note, even as the world has gotten colder, carbon dioxide has gone up, and it's triggered a dramatic increase in plant growth. That's a good thing. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And finishing up on what I was talking about before we went to the commercial break. The world is getting colder, but carbon dioxide levels have increased slightly and are being cited in research conducted by Randall Donahue and his team at the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization in Australia as stimulating plant growth. Remember, plants eat carbon dioxide and use sunlight to convert it to sugar and oxygen. The more carbon dioxide you have, the faster plants will grow. In fact, commercial greenhouses will artificially increase the amount of carbon dioxide inside those greenhouses to produce faster growth, larger plants, larger saleable crop. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is a good thing. And now they're seeing that the increase in carbon dioxide seems to be stimulating a rise in plant growth around the world, and notably in the world's deserts. And this is a good thing, especially in a world that is dealing with so much famine. Now, we know that during the Roman and medieval warming periods, where the temperature really did go up, it wasn't the end of the world, quite the contrary. Food was so abundant that humans, they didn't need to go out and scrabble for food. They weren't dealing with famine. They'd walk out their door, food's growing all over the place, and they'd have breakfast and say, well, I've got nothing else to do. What am I going to do? I know. I'll paint a painting. I'll design a great cathedral. I'll get into science and discover gravity or something like that. Civilization blossomed during the warming periods. The warming periods were good things. And with the carbon dioxide going up, maybe some of this world famine can now be alleviated. And you have to wonder, what is the thinking behind all these carbon Nazis trying to demonize carbon dioxide and reduce it? Well, it gets rid of natural food production and makes us all dependent on companies like Monsanto. Warming is not a bad thing. It didn't end the world in the Roman warming period. It didn't end the world in the medieval warming period. On the other hand, look at the ice ages and how destructive they were. Whose side are these so-called environmentalists on? We're going to grab a phone call here. John in Miami. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I wanted to ask you if you could tell me something about the Act of 1871.
Act of 1871. Does it have a title on it?
That's all it is. This is the Act of 1871. Something about Congress created a second form of government for Washington, D.C.
The Organic Act, you mean?
I think that's what it is.
I'm not sure how germane that would be in the present day, because our government has gone through so many of the changes, particularly in the post-Civil War years, when all those additional constitutional amendments were passed, like, you know, you cannot challenge the validity of the federal debt and all these others. I'm not sure whether it's how relevant it really is, but, you know, share your opinion about it.
Oh, it's just my understanding that they created a second form of shadow government for Washington, D.C., but it only pertained to the city of Washington, D.C.
Well, Washington, D.C. technically is not part of the United States. It's a federal reservation, and I know there's a movement within Washington, D.C. to demand congressional representation, because Washington, D.C. is the only city in America that doesn't actually have somebody speaking for them in the House of Representatives. In any event, Dan in our control room is just texting me that the Organic Act was actually repealed in 1874.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Now, I got a couple of breaking stories here, and then I'm going to get back to more of this environmental nonsense here. Over in Egypt, the courts have convicted 43 employees of non-governmental organizations for inciting unrest. Remember, we went through this in Russia about a month ago, where Russia started kicking out U.S. aid for basically funneling money to foment unrest within Russia. And now Egypt's begun to realize this is the U.S. game, and apparently they have convicted 43 of these NGO employees who were working for, among others, U.S. nonprofit groups, of receiving these foreign funds and using them to incite unrest. They want to get rid of Morsi and get Mubarak Light back in power. This is how the U.S. works. This is how they got things started in Syria. They send in these so-called non-governmental organizations that are intelligence fronts, and they get all this money flowing in, and they work within the country to try and destabilize the government. Tried it back in Iran in 2009. That didn't work. Now, apparently, the Colorado judge in the James Holmes case has accepted a plea change. Originally, Holmes pled not guilty. He's changed to not guilty by reason of insanity. And I would like to see in the court record, in the public record, what prescription antidepressants he was on. Because virtually all of these mass shooters were either on or withdrawing from these prescription antidepressants. Now, in the case of Adam Lanza, they went to the extreme of saying he had no SSRIs in his system. Well, we already knew that. The medication he was on is Fanapt, which is not an SSRI. It is an antipsychotic, but its manufacturer says it's got the same kind of problems. Taking this medication can trigger extreme rage, extreme feelings of paranoia. They are as reckless with these psychoactive medications as they are with the genetically modified technology. As long as it's making money, Everybody says, yeah, we're good to go on that whole situation. Getting back to science and environmentalism, you know, there's been a big push for solar power and a big push for wind power, and the wind power industry has had a major problem recently. As it turns out, one of the most commonly used standard wind turbine assemblies is not lasting its expected lifespan. They're failing way too early, costly repairs, costly replacement. Now we're finding out that there are problems with defective solar panels. And apparently this involves a warehouse fire east of Los Angeles. They had put all these solar panels all over this warehouse roof, and 2 years into their expected 25-year lifespan, they began to fail. And the coatings that protect the panels disintegrated, peeled off, allowed short circuits to happen that caused two fires. And we seem to see this in America a lot. We're sold all these products, we're told they're going to last so many years, and they don't. It's another boondoggle. There should be product liability on the windmills and the solar panels. I don't know if there is or are not. I do know some segments of our economy are protected from product liability, like computers and software. And I think it's time for that to go. Another electric car company has gone under. The company Better Place has failed. Now, this is an interesting article, and it was in a couple of places. This is over from the BBC, and the headline is, Why Finnish Babies Sleep in Cardboard Boxes? And it's not a negative. And the story is about how for the last 75 years, expectant mothers in Finland are given this care box by the state, by the government. It's a starter kit. Clothing, sheets, toys. The box it comes in can be used as a bed. And as a result, Finland has one of the world's lowest infant mortality rates, certainly far lower than the United States. The United States' infant mortality rate is a scandal in a nation that prides itself on having one of the most profitable medical establishments on earth. But this Finnish tradition goes back to the 1930s, and it is a maternity gift from the government to all expectant mothers. It also includes bodysuits, sleeping bag, outdoor gear, bathing products, nappies, bedding, small mattress. What is the U.S. government, with its exorbitant taxes, giving to our expectant mothers? And this cuts to the heart of this whole issue about taxation, because every time we talk about excess taxes here in the United States of America, the defenders of the orthodoxy will come up and say, well, the taxes are just as high in European nations, they're just as high in Germany and Switzerland and Sweden and all the rest of that. Yeah, but in those countries, like France, you get stuff for the tax money. You get health care. You get higher education. You get good roads, good schools, good hospitals. You get social services. Here in the United States, you pay that huge tax, and then you're on your own. You're expected to pay for your own higher education, often by going into debt. You're expected to pay for your own medical care, going heavily into debt, and now being trapped by Obamacare. We have all the disadvantages of a Western nation with high taxes and none of the advantages, because all the money that you are paying in taxes doesn't go to take care of the American people, doesn't go to take care of the nation. It's siphoned off for Wall Street bailouts. It's siphoned off for wars of conquest. It's siphoned off to enrich the owners of the security industrial complex and the military industrial complex. And of course, money for Israel. And very little is being spent on you, the American people. And every time they talk about balancing the budget, what's the first thing to get the axe? More spending on the people. Anyway. Article over at Natural News. Three fateful actions helped lead to the failure of today's mainstream medicine. It starts out with a statistic. Over 95% of FDA-approved medications have serious side effects, which can lead to other medical problems and occasionally lead to death. Most of these approved medications do not cure illnesses. Instead, they manage and treat the symptoms. So this current model of managed symptoms results in a never-ending cycle of additional conditions, drugs, and doctor's visits. As I said before, nobody in our medical establishment wants to cure anything. If you come into my doctor's office and I cure your illness, you're gone. I don't see you again. I don't make more money off of you. But if you come into my office and I give you a drug that you take to deal with the symptoms of your illness, and I leave the illness there, then you have to come back every 3 months for a checkup. You're going every month to that pharmacy to buy more and more medication. It's all driven by the money. Nobody in the medical establishment is really thinking actual cures or even prevention. And I'll give you another example. This came up the other day when we were having a debate about whether these new electronic cigarettes should be approved for use in locations where regular tobacco smoking is prohibited. If you are using nicotine, if you are a smoker or an e-cigger or whatever they call those things, statistics show that people who are using nicotine have only half the chance of coming down with Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's. Nobody knows why. Nobody's looking. Nobody wants to prevent Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. The big money, the research money, is treatments and medications that can be sold. Nobody's interested in cures or prevention. I went through this with my wife with her joint pain years back. She went through year after year of crippling pain in her hands and feet, and we went the orthodox medical route, and we spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on medications, special shoes, ointments, all this stuff. None of it worked. And a lot of the medication she was given made her sick. One of her medications was actually prescribed off-label. It wasn't really intended for the symptoms she was suffering. They were trying to deal with her symptoms, and it really wouldn't work. We finally figured it out for ourselves. It was the formaldehyde precursors used as preservatives in low-end cosmetics and goopy, soapy, syrupy household products. We got rid of those. Pain went away. And the doctors didn't know it. They're not interested in preventing the problem from happening. They want you to be in pain. They want you to be sick because then they can make money from you month after month after month after month after month. Going back to this story that came out of Natural News, they're saying by the time a man reaches the age of 65, it is not uncommon for him to have up to 15 prescribed medications daily. It's just another scam to take wealth from you. And it is handled just as recklessly as GMO technology. It's all about the money. Little story coming out of Business Insider. Prescription drugs are now killing more people in the United States than heroin and cocaine combined. Oh, those are bad drugs. You don't want to go near them. Take new hyperflamistan. And we've all seen those commercials they have on TV to go to your doctor and request that you buy the, and then they have, you know, 15 seconds of all the horrible things the drug can do to you. But don't worry, we got another drug to cure that. I can't imagine how ordinary people can look at those commercials and think that's something they should be taking. Now, tip of the hat to Dylan Radigan. We used to talk about him a lot when he was on MSNBC and he was breaking a lot of important stories and he was one of the truthers out there. Well, he's no longer with MSNBC, and what he decided to do with the rest of his life is quite laudable. He has set up a farming network for organic, natural farming. He's a farmer now, and he's specifically making a point of creating a network of hydroponic greenhouses aimed at employing veterans to hydroponically grow healthy food and give work to these returning veterans. Good for Dylan. We got to applaud him on that one. Wonderful thing for him to be doing. Let's see. Up in Wisconsin, they're trying to jail this Amish farmer, supposedly for violations of the state food and dairy code. This is all back to that raw milk situation. And I understand if you're in an area where there's a lot of disease, pasteurizing the milk is going to help deal with contamination. But if you're running a clean dairy, pasteurization is an unnecessary process. And we're seeing this model right now where farmers who are growing and making food in their own farm are being shut down so that you have to go to the big giant factories where your food is coming out with all these additives and chemicals and stuff. It's a corporate monopoly, and small growers, small farmers are being intentionally driven out of business. And it is a tragedy. We're hearing a lot of news about the deteriorating nuclear infrastructure in this country, and over at NNews, they have this story about how up at the Hanford nuclear site, so much debris is leaking from those tanks. They're starting to act like little reactors down in the ground, creating all kinds of new fission byproducts that can escape. And they don't know how to deal with it. Just like Fukushima. All that stuff that went down in the ground, they have no way to get at it or clean it up. And they just say, oh, well, everybody stay away from here. Good for you. Remember when Ann Coulter came out after Fukushima and said, don't worry, little radiation's actually good for you. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, of course, we're still looking in on all of these hearings that are going on, IRS gate, DOJ gate, and the rest of it. Apparently, Eric Holder basically came out and said, yes, we killed three Americans with drones by accident. That's funny. If you kill somebody by accident in this country, you still get to go to jail. And I think that would be an appropriate response to this revelation. And, you know, just because they're Americans doesn't make them special. We're talking hundreds, hundreds of innocent bystanders killed in these drone strikes. Mass murder by remote control. And it's still mass murder here. Now, let's see. At the IRS hearings, I love this direct quote. Representative Mike Kelly came out and said, please spread the word, do not fear this government. That's the scariest thing I've heard so far this year. Like Obama's statement about, you know, don't pay attention to anybody talking about government tyranny. They're getting defensive. They're getting reactive. They've lost the initiative. They've lost the narrative of the propaganda. And they're beginning to realize it. The fact that Mike Kelly felt he even needed to make this statement says a very great deal about what's going on in Washington, D.C. And I'm sure right now they're watching what's going on in Turkey and realizing that from Turkey to the United States is a very, very short distance indeed. And again, I am not in favor of violence, but it does appear that it is coming. And you do need to be prepared for it. And again, I'm not encouraging anybody to go out and initiate acts of violence. Do not initiate violence against the government, but be fully prepared to respond and protect yourself when the government initiates violence against you. Remember, in the court of world opinion, the side that initiates violence first is the side that loses. That's why Erdogan over in Turkey, he's in serious trouble politically, internationally, globally, because his forces initiated the violence against the protesters in that park and continue to initiate the violence against the Turkish people. And now we know the military is starting to side with the protesters. The Public Workers Union is siding with the protesters. Erdogan's on his way out. As well he should. We do know over time all government evolves toward tyranny. They come into office, they feel they got to do something to justify their election and their salary. So they pass more and more laws until there are so many laws nobody can function any longer. We've never had a president come into office and says, you know something, we got way too many laws. We got to start taking an axe to the books here and get back to the basics, get back to that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Well, we're going to have the chance to do that following the collapse because at this point, it is clear to me this private central banking Ponzi scheme is on the verge of coming on down and it's going to take the federal government with it. Our task is the blueprint for the new America. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Republic Broadcasting fundraiser is still going. Please visit the website. Help all that you can. Stay skeptical. Stay angry. Have a good evening. Aloha, America.